Controversy has erupted following the wide release of a tape recording of Joseph Masha using racial slurs in reference to local African-American leaders, including Mayor Brown and Council President Darius Pridgen. Mr. Masha is a commissioner with the Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority and a candidate for the Common Council in the Fillmore District, and he joins us by phone this morning. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Good morning.
All right, before we get into your status as a public official, it has been widely reported this morning that you've heard this tape now and have acknowledged it. Can you take us back to the time of that conversation and perhaps tell us what was on your mind when you were saying the words you were saying?
Sure. Jay, before we get started, I'd like to say one thing, though, that hasn't been said. I'd like to apologize to my family, my friends, and especially the people who live in housing who I respect and admire greatly, and, of course, my nephew and my brother. So I wanted to get that apology out of the way because it really hasn't been said enough.
And in that regard, then, since you did mention the people who live in the municipal housing,
yes.
Of course, many of them are are African-Americans. You apologize to them. Do you have plans to step down? Mayor Brown has asked, in essence, you to step down from that position.
Yeah, Jay, we'll get back to the conversation. And definitely, you know, it was insensitive. It was inappropriate. I said it in the context of, you know, someone who I've known for over 35 years. It was a private conversation. No excuse for the words. If you heard the tape or anything about it, anybody's heard it, you can see that it basically manipulated into saying what I said. And again, I make no excuses for it. It was totally out of character for me. Now, as far as the Housing Authority, now, as far back as I can remember, Jay, and I'm sure you can, I've been a very vocal critic of what's happening at the Housing Authority. And not being a conspiracy guy or anything, but, you know, this tape came out at a sort of a sensitive time when you're running for office, if it was taped back in February. Now, of course, there's motive to try to keep me out of the Housing Authority. It's been tried 5 times, okay, unsuccessfully. And the reason for it is because I've been outspoken in several regards concerning the treatment of the residents who live in housing, okay? You know, and what I don't understand is, where's the outrage when a grant was sent out to the HUD, where it specifically said in the grant, reduce the amount of African-Americans in the Perry Choice neighborhood? And I don't understand where the outrage is when we spent over $6.5 million on Kensington Heights over, and one building is still standing. The outrage of where illegally the Housing Authority tried to raise the rent of residents in Marine Drive 44%, and I had it roll back through my efforts, you know.
Most certainly, what you say is, you know, is worthwhile and of a discussion at another time. But we are talking about these words, and I'm just going to ask you perhaps maybe to do a little role reversal here of sorts.
Yeah.
And it is this. What would be your judgment if you heard another public official heard on tape saying these types of things and now perhaps, like you're saying, apologizing for them? What would be your judgment of that person who heard this?
You know, I'm of Italian-American descent, right?
Of course.
You know I'm of Italian-American descent. Now, do you think that people have used slurs against the Italian-Americans? And I'm not condoning what I've said about the African-Americans. Again, I apologize. It was a stupid remark. I should have never said it. It's out of character for me. But when you ask me what I would think, I've heard those remarks made about me, about what I do, about my people, my family. And you know what? I let it go. I consider it, you know, something that shouldn't have been said. But, you know, I move on.
Okay.
You know, I'm not gonna hold that to somebody when they call me a greaseball. Okay, I'm not gonna hold it against somebody when they call me a dago or a wap. I'm not gonna hold it against somebody.
Okay, all right. But now let's move it forward. Then the people that you did reference in this tape, do you expect them to be able to similarly move on?
Well, listen, it's up to the individual. You know what they feel is doing. I have apologized. I plan on reaching out to each individual personally. It was insensitive to what I said. I never meant to say those words. I know how hurtful it is. And again, I know I've hurt people by saying it, people who respect me and who I respect. And I'm hoping that, you know, that the people who I've hurt with the words can forgive me. And I will reach out to him. And I know, you know, Pastor McPridgen said, you know, he can forgive but not forget. And I understand that, you know, because, you know, sometimes I feel the same way, especially when I've been a punching bag for the last 6 years with the housing authority. You know, I can forgive, but I can't forget. So, I mean, I'm hoping that we can move on. I've been encouraged. I've had several emails and phone calls from last night to this morning encouraging people not to resign from the housing authority, not to resign from running for public office. And I want to thank those people for their support and encouragement to me. At my time right now, the load that I feel for what was said by me, who's definitely out of character for me, and anybody who knows me knows that, you know, the majority of the people that I serve are African Americans.
Okay, and then finally, and most certainly I do appreciate your frank conversation this morning, but you're 70 years old, and as we often hear, times and attitudes have changed when it comes to race. Maybe can you describe for us perhaps how your attitudes have changed through the years?
Well, of course they have. You know, I have two grandchildren. You know, I'm probably more progressive at this age than I ever was in my lifetime. You know, I've been a construction worker for 50 years. You have different attitudes when you're working at construction and you're working with people, different people every day. Listen, I was caught at a moment of weakness. I apologize for it. It's never going to happen again because it never happened prior to that. And it isn't because of my age. You know, Jay, I mean, do I look 70 years old? I know I don't, but you know, I mean, you know, when people say, you know, you have, well, it's because of his age, or, you know, these are...
Well, and that wasn't the heart of the question. The heart of the question was a change from the time when you were a young man and to now, and how those attitudes may have changed.
Oh, you know, absolutely they've changed for me. You know, of course you have different attitudes and different things that happen when you're young. I mean, the whole world changes, you know, and I think I've progressed with that. I mean, like I said, I don't know if it's, you know, you could say it's suspicious at this time when it happened, especially now. And again, there's motivation to keep me off the housing authority. There's definitely motivation, you know, and I think the people that I serve know it. I mean, this isn't the first time. But, you know, I think I've changed quite a bit in my lifetime, being 7 years old, you know, and I've become more progressive than most, you know, when it comes to preservation, when it comes to the way people's attitudes are, the way I act to people, and I react and interact. So, you know, I don't use that as a crutch or an excuse. I don't think that, you know, coming from a childhood in the 50s and 60s, and now I'm in the next century, you know, I still carry those same attitudes that I had when I was a kid.
All right. Well, Mr. Masher, we're going to have to say goodbye, but thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Jay, and I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Joseph Masher, Buffalo Municipal Housing Authority Commissioner, joining us this morning by phone.